Barnett Rubin of the Center on International Cooperation at New York University has written extensively on Afghanistan. He's been there many times over the past year. Barnett Rubin, can you put what we've just heard in some context? Are we hearing news of the revival of the Taliban, or are we hearing reports of the U.S. and the Afghan authorities wiping out the remnants of the Taliban, or something in between?
Well, first of all, what happened in 2001 is that the Taliban regime was decapitated, and like almost all political forces in such a poor country, it really was a small group of people who depended on a lot of others whom they were paying or who joined them for different reasons. It only stands to reason that having happened to them, a year later they have regrouped. Now, it has also happened that they have increasing support in some portions of Pakistan, in addition to which the southern part of the country, which is ethnically Pashtun, from where the Taliban come, feel relatively excluded from the current government because the levers of power, especially the military, are controlled by people from the north of the country, in particular Tajiks from the Panjshir Valley. And also, they haven't seen much in the way of economic benefit or reconstruction funds coming their way. So this means that the Taliban have reorganized and they are able to launch these kind of attacks again.
As Michael Sullivan reported, aid agencies have been targeted, some have cut back operations. Does the continued armed conflict prevent the kind of aid and reconstruction funds reaching people in a way that might improve life for Afghans?
Certainly there is a kind of vicious circle of insecurity preventing reconstruction, reconstruction breeding insecurity. How to break that cycle has been one of the major issues. I should add also that the Taliban appear to be consciously targeting relief and reconstruction workers and the international organizations because they believe that with relatively small casualties, they may be able to drive them out, which would deprive the government of a lot of its legitimacy.
Doesn't that, though, cost them some support, even among those Pashtuns who, for the reasons you've cited, might be sympathetic to them, to have a group that's actively pushing away aid workers and preventing reconstruction doesn't seem a way to win hearts and minds.
No, if the people believed that the government and the United States and others really were working very hard to try to bring them reconstruction, of course, that kind of tactic would alienate people. At the moment, though, people are really not convinced of that. They haven't seen much in the way of that effort. Second, I wouldn't want to give the impression that they have broad support. Even people who may be sympathetic with them in one way or another very often say, I would support them if I thought they could win, but I don't think they can win. And we don't want more war and violence here. We want peace and stability. But still, they're able to get enough support to operate. And as I say, they do have this kind of sanctuary across the border in Pakistan.
Since the fall of the Taliban regime, you've been to Afghanistan, is it 8 times?
That's right.
In that time? You're going back again later this week, I gather.
Yes.
When you go back to Afghanistan, do you get a palpable sense of some progress, some coming together of this country, or do you feel that this is just as much post-war as it was a year ago?
First of all, every time I go to Kabul, I find more things that make me comfortable. That is, I find better restaurants, hotels, taxis, and so on, which is something Afghans notice, and they wonder if this money is being spent on foreigners like me or on them. But I find there's a tremendous desire for a better future among Afghans and a tremendous desire for this government to succeed, but the basic conditions that are necessary for them to succeed are not there.
Barnett Rubin of the Center on International Cooperation at New York University, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Bob.